someone that I've seen speak over the years, seen and heard. He's got an important message for all of us. And I want to introduce you to the Patriot Pastor, Garrett Lear.
Am I surrounded by patriots who love New Hampshire? I just want to make sure that I was in the right place. I've not come here to protest. I've come here to protect. I've not come here to protest, but to provide. I've come here not to protest, but to pray. In all humility, to protect my rights as a person of New Hampshire and of America, I have come to provide answers and solutions, and I will pray as I have done on this and in this campus for the last 30 years, in the rain, snow, wind, and everything in between since I returned home to my beloved New Hampshire 30 years ago. And why am I here? Because I care. I'm not here in fear, or furious, or frustrated. Those are not productive emotions, though many may move in those ones. I'm here to challenge my elected representatives to keep their oath of office. They should be proud to serve in the Republic of New Hampshire. But not be too proud to be the servants, and not to behave as masters over feudal serfs. When I was a young man, never a little man, or never one to belittle anyone, I swore an oath to help me God of the Bible to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I have kept that oath and still am keeping that oath. I have endeavored by the grace of God to live by these three standards: the U.S. Constitution and the founding documents and the New Hampshire Constitution. It has not always been easy, but it's right and productive and the most good for the most people. So why cannot my elected officials at all levels do the same? Who are they working for? And who has influence on them? I'm here to help them, not criticize them. They have a difficult job to do, and they must do it for us. These are the times that try men's souls. I do not take this virus or any illness lightly. People are sick and die every day from a myriad of causes. Families are hurt as loved ones depart. Life is dangerous. That's a fact, and no government, righteous or otherwise, can stop that. Nor should any government promote hardship for the governed, or use junk science, coercion, skewed data, or special interest perks. I understand that government, and we the people, are the government in America. For our elected officials, who are not to behave as tyrants, royalty, or rulers, but to be servants for good and moral purposes. Consent of the governed is a keystone to a republican form of government. Our rights are given to us by God. God is established to secure these rights, not abolish them. Government is not God. We have a right to think and exercise our conscience and strongly held convictions. Our founders thought so, and so do I. What about you? I understand the compelling interest that the state has to protect health and safety, and doing it by the least restrictive means. I do not see extensive quarantines, house arrest, business closures, destroying our once vibrant economy as the least restrictive means. Frankly, I smell a rat. I perceive an agenda being foisted upon us which is unbiblical, un-American, and so not New Hampshire, and certainly not mine, and I don't believe it's yours either. Now, who is responsible for that? It's a good question. We will be looking into that, especially as elections loom in the relatively near future. I hope they hear us behind me. I pray that I am not responsible by not being active enough, vocal enough, and standing up enough for those values in my government. Some among us are chronic complainers and not part of the solutions, taking a hateful attitude. I cannot and will not do that because I desire to please the Lord I serve and be better, part of better ways. So my challenge to everyone here today and everyone inside that Capitol building and in Washington, D.C. is answer this question for me. Do I have the right to petition my government for a redress of grievance? Well, I believe I do. Here are some of my grievances that I am respectfully delivering to you now in person, as I have in the past by various other means. We who are peacefully assembled here are making those grievances and concerns known. I do not want you to restrict the churches from being open to help people in this dire time of need, or any time in violation of various long-standing amendments and agreements prohibiting such. I do not want you to crash our economy, leaving me and us broke. This is not Russia, China, or any other such dictatorial country. So I'm challenging you to be a hero and not a zero. Move in divine inspiration, courage, wisdom, and graceful charity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
George Patton, who was not from New Hampshire, but he acted like he was,
yeah,
said, "Audacity, audacity, audacity, the good kind of audacity like we are displaying here today." This is New Hampshire, first in the nation historically in many ways. New Hampshire has sent many great patriots out throughout the nation and the world, including one whose statue is on this campus, General John Stark, who said, "Live free or die, for death is not the greatest of evils," and that is the correct statement. Now let us be the first in the nation to get it right with coronavirus response. I share with you three verses of scripture before we pray to get the right context from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." Bow your heads and hearts with me, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we need your help. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the sake of the world which you love, so that people throughout the world will not die and be lost for eternally. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to supernaturally and powerfully put an end to the coronavirus pandemic. We also pray, Heavenly Father, that you will receive the glory for this deliverance. We pray that many will lift up their voices to you in praise, and the mouth of doubters and naysayers will be shut. And we pray that during this time of crisis, many will call upon thee, Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved spiritually, be healed and delivered. We pray and we obey. Liberty under law. Someone has stolen my country. I did not sell her or give her away. And we will have no other king but Jesus." Hussein, amen. So let it be.